I was political minded since I was 10 years old. Now.
Goodness.
I was. I used to be always follow the political thing. With like the electricity came in 53. We got a radio, electric radio, about 54. And then when the elections would be on or anything like that, I'd all have gone to sleep, but I couldn't go to sleep. And I'd have to listen to all the people that was elected and how it, you know, how the votes fell and all that type of thing. But in 55, I told my dad, and like I was a black sheep in the family because his politics was quite the opposite. And I told him, I remember telling him, well, that I would one day win a seat for Fine Gael in the council.
My goodness.
And I did it, and I put them back to back. Sorry I didn't put the third one, but I don't know.
Why did you choose Fine Gael?
Why I chose Fine Gael was when I started going to school, you know, everybody had their own, but I, you know, reading the history, I thought it was shocking what was done to Michael Collins. Michael Collins was sent over to London. De Valera didn't go, sent him over to London. They signed the deal in London, and when he came back then, he got Bata Haggis Boer. They fell out then, and he, you know, why didn't he go over and do it? And De Valera was in jail, okay, in London, and I think it was Collins that got him out. I think I heard them saying that they sent a key through which a change of bread or something, they got to jail, you know, that.
Yes.
But like that was, and that turned me, I could never ever.
Couldn't let it go.
No, that's
fair enough.
And that was, and then when the opportunity, I always felt then that I was going to do that. And I remember when I came from England, I was politically minded in England. I'll tell you the party I'd follow in England, and if I had stayed in it, probably I'd have ran for a council for Labour in England. Now, I did organise a march one time in England, and it was against a Labour woman, Barbara Castle. She took £2 an hour off our wages. And like that, I felt strongly about it, and I organised a rally, anyways, down the London Road out of Manchester City. And I was only 22 at the time.
Wow.
And, you know, holding these flags and, you know,
yeah.
But it all figured out at nothing. But Barbara took two pence an hour.
And did you get the 2 pence, Jack?
No, they didn't. We didn't get the 2 pence. That was because, you see, England was in such a state at that time. Now, the other thing that I did do, I gave an hour of free labour in England for 6 months. And I thought of that and said it to people here when Ireland was in the doldrums, you know,
mm-hmm.
Why if there was to try and get the country up and running again and an hour's work of free labour.